English, Oxford Shanghai Edition, Students' Book 8A. Module 1. My Life. Unit 1. Pen Friends. Page 3. Reading. A letter from a pen friend. 2 Middle Street, Walker, Newcastle, NE6 4BY, England, UK, 30 August. Dear May, I saw your name in Pen Friends magazine, and I would like to be your pen friend. First, I will tell you something about myself. My name is Jonathan Chun. You can call me John. I am 12 years old, and I am about 1.5 meters tall. I have very short black hair. My hobby is playing chess. I live with my parents in the UK. They are from Shanghai. We live in a small house. My dad owns a Chinese restaurant nearby, and my mum works in a college. I have a brother. His name is Willie. He is at university in London. He is studying to be an accountant. He comes back home during the holidays. How many people are there in your family? What do they do? I am in year 7 at Walker School. It is near my house and I can walk to school. I like my school because the teachers are very friendly. I am keen on sports. I enjoy skiing and playing table tennis. My best subject is physics. My ambition is to be an architect or maybe an engineer. I enclosed a photo of myself and some of my school friends. I am in the middle. I also enclosed a photo of our school. It is beautiful, isn't it? I hope you will write to me soon and tell me all about yourself. Yours sincerely, John. Page 10. Listening. John's classmates. Listen to John's teacher describing 8 of the students in the class. Take notes, as in the example given for Joyce. Then use your notes to match the descriptions with the photographs and write the names in the correct places.
Right. First, I'm going to describe Joyce. Joyce has black hair. It is quite long. She has a parting in the middle of her hair. She is wearing glasses. She is wearing a white shirt with a blue tie. Next, I'm going to describe Helen. Helen has blonde hair. It is quite long. Her hair is touching her shirt. She is wearing a white shirt and a blue tie. Next, I'll tell you about Mike. Mike has blonde hair too. I think he has a parting in the middle of his hair. The wind is blowing his hair in this photo. Mike has a nice smile. We can see his teeth in the photo. He is wearing a blue shirt. He has a blue tie with yellow stripes. The next one is Nikki. Nikki has blonde hair. Her hair is pulled back behind her head. She has blue eyes. She is wearing a white shirt and a blue tie. Now I'll describe Andy. Andy is a big boy. He has red hair. His hair is quite short. He is smiling, but we cannot see his teeth. He is wearing a light brown shirt and a blue tie. I'll talk about Simon next. Simon has black hair. It is very short. He is smiling, and like Andy, we cannot see his teeth. He is wearing a grey shirt and a blue tie. The last girl is Mary. Mary has brown hair. Her hair is pulled back behind her head like Nikki's. She is wearing a white shirt. She has a blue tie with white stripes. The last boy is Harry. He has dark brown hair. It is quite long. It is almost over his eyes. Harry is smiling. He has beautiful white teeth. He is wearing a grey shirt and a blue tie.
Page 11. Speaking. A. Talk time. When we ask questions starting with question words, we let our voices fall at the end. When we answer these questions, we usually let our voices fall at the end too. Sometimes we make our voices rise at the end of sentences. We do this to express surprise or other feelings such as happiness. A1. Practice saying the sentences below. Make your voices go down or up. 1. What's his name? David.
2. Where does he live? I don't know.
3. When was he born? In 1995.
4. How old is he? 13.
5. How many brothers does he have? 3.
6. He plays tennis. Tennis?
7. His house has a purple roof. A purple roof?
8. His eyes are green. Green?
A2. May is meeting Bob for the first time. She wants to find out about him. Practice the conversation. Then work in pairs to make a similar conversation about yourselves.
Hello. What's your name?
Bob.
Mine is May. Where do you live?
I live in Britain.
How old are you?
13.
When's your birthday?
The 10th of September.
The 10th of September? Me too.
Page 14. More practice. Anna's blog.
Hello. Welcome to my blog. My name is Anna. I am a girl from Germany. I am 13 years old. I am tall and thin, and I have long blonde hair. I like many sports. I love playing badminton. I'm keen on swimming and playing tennis too. I also like listening to pop music and drawing pictures. I have an old guitar, and I'm learning to play it. My native language is German, but I also enjoy reading and speaking English. My mum is a teacher and my dad is a taxi driver. I have a big family. We live in a flat. The flat is quite small, but I like it because it is very close to the mountains. I love drawing pictures of the mountains. I share a room with my sister Marina. She is 15. I have two other little sisters and one brother. We all love to have family parties together. I go to a big school by bus from my home. My favourite subjects are maths, art, and English. I attend school from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekdays. I do not wear a school uniform. I like my school because the teachers are all very friendly. My ambition is to be an architect when I leave school. I would like to have pen friends from all over the world. I hope that you will email me and maybe come and visit me in Germany one day.
Page 17. Word box. Baseball.
Baseball.
Title.
Title.
Corner.
Corner.
Walker.
Walker.
Newcastle.
Newcastle.
Meter.
Meter.
Own.
Own.
Nearby.
Nearby.
College.
College.
University.
University.
Accountant.
Accountant.
During.
During.
Keen.
Keen.
Be keen on.
Be keen on.
Ski.
Ski.
Table tennis.
Table tennis.
Best.
Best.
Physics.
Physics.
Ambition.
Ambition.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Enclose.
Enclose.
Height.
Height.
Dream.
Dream.
Probably.
Probably.
Tie.
Tie.
Roof.
Roof.
Unit 2. Work and play. Page 21. Reading. A day in the life of whiz kid Wendy. Wendy Wong, 15, must be one of the top students in the city. She has already written several successful computer games. Now, all of her family work in her business. And she is still at school. 6 a.m.
I get up at 6, wash, and put on my school uniform. I have breakfast with my family. We have a family business. I write computer games. Luckily, they are very popular. We sell over 500,000 games every year. My dad is the manager of the company, and my mum is responsible for sales. My brother is our accountant. Every morning we discuss the business over breakfast.
7:30 a.m.
I always go to school in our family car. We have a driver. He drives me to school every day. I sometimes make phone calls to our clients on the way.
8 a.m.
I start school. I enjoy seeing my school friends, but some of the work is boring because it is too simple for me. I usually achieve A grades in all my subjects. I never fail an exam.
12:30 p.m.
About twice a week, the driver collects me from school. I have lunch with a client, and then I return to school.
4:15 p.m.
After school, I usually attend a club. On Fridays, we have computer club meetings. Other students often ask me to assist them. On Mondays and Thursdays, I play basketball. Once a week, I have violin lessons. I finish my homework before dinner.
7 p.m.
I always have dinner with my family. We discuss the business. Then I go to my office and continue working on my games. I seldom go to bed before 11:30 p.m. I do not usually need much sleep.
Page 27. Listening. Jack's weekends.
The pictures below show you what Jack, a French boy, does on Saturdays. Listen to Jack talking and take notes. Find out what Jack does on Saturdays and when he does each thing. Picture 1.
I usually get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. My brother and I often go to the library. We read books and magazines from 8:30 to 11.
Picture 2.
At 12 o'clock, our family has lunch together. We sometimes have a little barbecue in our garden. We cook some sausages and have bread and salad.
Picture 3.
In the afternoon, I often go out with my parents and my brother. We visit the street market. It's very busy and interesting.
Picture 4.
Later in the afternoon, we play tennis. We go to a tennis club near our home and play together.
Picture 5.
In my family, we like to have bread for breakfast. So before dinner, I always ride to the bakery and buy our bread.
Picture 6.
My grandparents usually come to our house in the evening. We have dinner together. We enjoy sitting and talking together.
Picture 7.
My brother and I wash the dishes after dinner. We like helping our parents.
Picture 8.
I always do my homework from 8 to 9 in the evening. I work at my desk. I go to bed at 10 p.m. Page 28. Speaking. A. Talk time. When we ask questions that do not begin with a question word, we make our voices rise at the end. Do you understand?
Can you repeat that?
Is it correct?
Can you explain it?
We also make our voices rise to show politeness. Excuse me?
You'll have to hurry.
Thank you. A1. Mr. Fuller, a science teacher, is talking to Wendy's class. Practice the conversation below. Today, we're going to talk about experiments. First?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Wendy.
Can you spell experiments?
EXPERIMENTS.
Thank you, sir.
Page 32. More practice. Sandy's blog. A day in my life.
I wake up at about 7 a.m. Then I ask myself, which country am I in today? My home often changes because I'm in the circus. My parents and I joined 7 years ago. I was 8 years old then. I get out of bed, wash, and put on my clothes. Then I have breakfast with my family. After that, it is time for lessons. Our teachers always travel with us. We do not have a real school. We study from 8:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. After lunch, we have more lessons. Once or twice a week, the teachers take us to visit interesting places. We never get bored. At 4 p.m., we train for the circus. I am an acrobat. I practice with the other performers in my act. Sometimes I fall down and hurt myself. I often have a pain in my leg or arm, but I seldom stop. You must be tough in the circus. Most of my friends are in the circus too. Li Mei is from China. She walks on stilts. Mark, from Australia, is a clown. He rides a unicycle too. There are people from many countries and we all speak several languages. We have dinner at 6 p.m. and then I do some homework. After that, I have a rest. At 8:30 p.m., I put on my makeup and my costume. My act starts at 9 p.m. I love to perform in the circus. The circus is very popular, so we usually have a big crowd. After the performance, I return to my home and relax for an hour. I go to bed at about 10:30 p.m. every night.
Page 35. Word box. Similar.
Similar.
Be similar to.
Be similar to.
Expect.
Expect.
Business.
Business.
Whiz kid.
Whiz kid.
Successful.
Successful.
Put on.
Put on.
Luckily.
Luckily.
Popular.
Popular.
Responsible.
Responsible.
Be responsible for.
Be responsible for.
Sale.
Sale.
Client.
Client.
Boring.
Boring.
Simple.
Simple.
Achieve.
Achieve.
Fail.
Fail.
Exam.
Exam.
Return.
Return.
Attend.
Attend.
Assist.
Assist.
Continue.
Continue.
Seldom.
Seldom.
Usual.
Usual.
Repeat.
Repeat.
Explain.
Explain.
Energy.
Energy.
Sell.
Sell.
Force.
Force.
Heat.
Heat.
Physical.
Physical.
Article.
Article.